Let's Get Stupid, episode 221, back in my home studio with Jacob Ross.
The Callous Palace.
I like how the Be Better didn't get the sunglasses, but the Let's Get Stupid does.
Well, I can't be having my shades on for being better. If I'm going to get stupid, I got to put my glasses on.
That's good thinking. Also, what's good thinking is going to generalleathercraft.com. Matt Hayden at Pioneer_Fin on Instagram. Go there for all your leather belt needs. You can see the ticker going across if you're watching YouTube. Generalleathercraft.com. Go there. Best belts, belts, straps, hats, t-shirts, wrist straps that you could ever buy. Best leather products in the market. He's been a supporter of the show for 3-4 years now. Support him. He supports us. Also, subzeroplunge.com. Also on the ticker below if you're watching on YouTube. You guys really got to check out our YouTube. We're putting a lot of work into these, so I hope you guys are liking them. I might even do it to where I release our YouTube first and not even release the audio until a couple days later. Because me and Finn did that a couple times, a couple Massonomics episode, and it worked really well. So check out subzeroplunge.com, all your cold plunge need, and soon he is dealing out some saunas as well. So check him out. Big podcast sponsor of the show. Finn's probably favorite sponsor that we have right now. So go check them out. And let's go add Finn to the stage.
Whoa. Well, I'm not ready yet. What's going on?
Why are you so quiet?
You turned me down last time.
I can barely hear you.
Last time you turned me way down, Callous.
I got you now,
there
brother.
There he is.
Sorry, that was actually my end, Finn.
My God, what is going on? I got a lot of questions to ask.
Are you serious?
Huck, I have a question for you. Are we live?
Hold on. I don't know if I'm live yet. I'm trying to fucking shoot this thing onto my TV here, and nothing's happening.
Are you pulling John Anderson?
Are
on the floor or the TV?
I just put it right in the floor, guys.
For the cat.
I think I got it going now. Come on. Hold on.
For sure. Right,
can you see me now, Tommy?
I've been seeing you the whole time, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What the fuck, dude?
What? Is your TV not working?
Same thing. Is your TV not working? Yeah, the TV's working, but now it's shooting to the damn. Shooting to the damn fucking the volumes on
just
the
unplug
screen.
Just unplug it. And we don't. You don't need to really look at us. There's no one else out there. So unplug it.
Yeah. Let me unplug this.
Good thinking, Tommy.
Well, while we're unplugging, what YouTube do you go to listen to this podcast? Because I know Finn has a YouTube. Is there a Let's Get Stupid YouTube? Educate us on what's the right YouTube to go to watch us.
Finn, unplug that thing before I lose my fucking mind.
I know, I'm trying to.
Well, just unplug it.
I just did. We're good.
Okay.
I can't unplug it while I'm sitting here, dude.
So we have our own Let's Get Stupid podcast YouTube channel. It's literally called Let's Get Stupid Podcast.
Okay.
That's where all the podcasts go. We're uploading all of our videos now. Before it was real hit or miss. Now it is all hit. No miss. We are on YouTube and Spotify, iTunes, and I'm looking into putting the Spotify video in the Spotify, but for some reason, I think I have to stop publishing it to like SoundCloud and iTunes and only publish it to Spotify, and then it will let our video go through. And I don't know if I want to do that because that takes away all the Apple listeners. I'm not sure how you can do both. So we're at a standstill, Finn.
Okay, we're at a standstill. What did I miss in the beginning here, Tommy?
Just the ads, buddy.
Just the ads?
Yes.
Good.
You're okay.
Okay.
Whenever you want to get off your phone, just let me know, all right? And we'll continue.
Well, listen, I didn't start.
Yeah, Pornhub.
With all this, setup here, I don't know what I'm doing until I get on here, Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Well, you put me on the stage too quick.
I figured you were waiting on me.
No. Well, I mean, I have to get the link from you, then go to the stage, and then I can see what I'm doing here.
Oh, okay.
With all my shit, so it takes me a couple minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'll remember that next time, Tom. That's my bad.
Okay, it ain't no big deal. All right, now, so did you guys see me accidentally get into the last broadcast, Tommy? Would you like to explain that?
The last broadcast, maybe the internet stopped, pretty much, right? The video stopped. maybe because of bad signal. We don't really know. The video stopped, but the audio kept going.
No, I'm telling you, I got on your show. Be bad or be better was going, and I entered the studio.
On our last one?
Yeah.
Oh, did you go into StreamYard while I was recording?
Yes.
Why?
Because I didn't even know if I could do it or not, so I did.
Oh, that's good. Good
thing. So I was in there. You didn't see me. I was waving and then flicking you guys off. You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious. I thought you guys saw it. And you guys are babbling about, I don't even know what, something about counseling or something.
We were babbling. I'm surprised you could get it. Well, you could get in and watch.
Yeah, I was in there watching the whole thing and listening.
Well, you're watching live.
Well,
I was live watching that show. And
we know what Finn's into. Watching from the corner.
What?
Look at my eyes. Look so much better now.
Oh my God, they do, Tommy.
That's except for this one. Bad. Wait, what is this one?
So, hold on. I think we need to get into this, Tom. You are in counseling?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about a year now. Twice a week.
You've never talked about it on Let's
Twice continue. A month. Twice a week. Jesus, how many problems?
My God.
Because a man of your stature wouldn't understand, Finn. So me explaining it to you, might as well talk to Shanks about it.
Well, listen, you don't explain it to me. You explain it to our fans.
I just explained it on the last podcast. They can go over there and listen. Oh. Segue into my other podcast.
Is it a woman?
That I talk to? Of course. I talk to a dude.
So you're talking to you laying on the couch talking to another woman about your life problems?
No. Laying on the couch. You watch too much. What do you watch? Soprano? I'm like Tony Soprano, basically.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you're in there.
No, Tony
on the couch.
Doesn't lay down.
He does sometimes.
Well, I don't think so. I don't remember. I watched a lot of Sopranos, but this was 20 years ago.
Remember, it was that woman, and she was like the worst part of the whole show.
He was always fantasizing about her.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. That was a good part.
Yeah. No, I don't lay down on the couch. Well, I would go see. I was on the couch, but I wouldn't lay down. But now I do it right here. Headset on, just through the camera and everything.
Oh, on a TV show? A podcast?
Telegram something.
Oh, you're on Telepsych?
Telehealth.
Telepsych. It's called Telepsych, right?
I don't think it's called that. But no, I just do it right from here twice a month.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, man. So the past, you've been down there for what, a year or a year and a half?
Probably about a year, maybe a little over. I'm not sure.
I don't think it's working, man, because you've been a big asshole for the last year and a half. I think it's doing the opposite effect. Before that, I thought you were a better person, and now I think you've been a worse person.
Have I been being bad?
I think you've been being bad for the last year and a half, dude, and it's not working at all. I've noticed something different about you, and that's what it was.
Maybe I'll increase the sessions to be better or be badder. Well, can't so really lose, can you?
Better. What, once a week you're doing this?
Twice a month.
Twice a month. Yeah, you definitely. I think you need more help than that. It's just you doing it? Is your wife doing it too?
No, just me.
Just you by yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, my therapist is there.
And why did you decide to do this? Did you decide to do this on your own, or were you told to do this? Or
no, I didn't.
You
get
a DUI? What's going on?
When I was 16. That's long
ago. We know that.
So 16 years ago, dude.
Jesus. That,
which is also your fault. So I would like my $5,000 plus inflation. So, I mean, just
that's
give
like 50
me,
grand.
I mean, well, listen. I mean, we're buddies. I'll call it 20.
Listen, you know? I'll get it from buddies. The Massonomics guys. I'll just shoot my... You know, shit from Massonomics over to you, whatever they owe me.
All right, thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no new DUI. Thank God. No, I just didn't understand a lot of things. Whenever someone says emotions, I'm like, oh, well, that's for women. I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't even understand what you're talking about.
Are you listening to that? Come on, your friend said emotions. I mean, I got it over here. Feelings are for. Where does it say that at? Feelings are for genitals.
That is a feeling. That's a special feeling.
That's one
Tommy.
Of my shirts. That's a special feeling, Lloyd.
You have a shirt with that?
I'm going to come out with a shirt that says that.
I was going to say, I don't think so.
Yeah, feelings are for genitals.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
So you didn't answer the question first. Why did you decide to do this? You decided.
I just told you. Because I didn't understand like anything about emotions. So whenever Amber would like yell at me, you're like, I'm like, what are you talking about? You're always speaking a different language. I have no mm-hmm. idea what the hell you're even saying. And then I felt probably like you feel every time Karen talks to you. I feel like an idiot. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, I have no idea what this woman's saying right now. Mm-hmm. And I got tired of being an idiot.
Well, I mean, women have feelings. Men have some feelings.
Yeah, but if the whole thing is to understand those. And that's what I didn't understand it.
A woman's feelings, you're saying? Or a man's feelings?
More empathy towards her feelings. Because I didn't understand what the hell she was talking about.
I got a sneaky feeling that she sent you there, Tommy. Nope. You're not telling us the truth.
No, nope, she did not. Why would I lie? You're nothing to lie about, brother.
Open well, I hopefully you don't. Open so book, I, brother. Hopefully it is open, and that's where we're going over this, just like you would go over it with your therapist.
I got to fire my therapist. I have
now, now. Now go on, brother. Exactly. I'm here for you, pal. So go on. Now you go there. You have no feelings. She sits you on the couch.
It's not having feelings. You don't have any feelings except for in your genitals.
Yes.
No.
Hopefully you have feeling there.
Trying to understand feelings. I don't understand like any of that shit. Like empathy, understanding, like, you know, being less of a dick would be nice.
Well, I don't know if that's helped on that part, but you might have more feelings now. So what, you sit down with this therapist.
It's not having more feelings. It's developing empathy and understanding.
So you're understanding your wife better now, right?
You're understanding everything better, understanding people better, able to handle people better, or at work better, understanding what people are going through better, having more relatability, stuff like that.
So what is this lady
counsel, when you go into like the counsel first, Finn?
The first session.
This is what we're going to look like.
I mean, this is great, dude. So the first session, right? You go in there and you lay on the couch and she's, I don't know what she's wearing, a brassiere or something. And you go, all right, my name is Tom.
Oh, wow.
I have no feelings. And I'm an asshole. Can you fix this?
Pretty
what
much.
Does lady, what does the lady I mean, say then?
I wasn't laying down and she didn't have a brassiere on. She was dressed, you know, like a therapist. I don't know.
Nah, that's most therapists wear brassieres.
Yeah, I basically told her, I'm like, yeah, I don't understand anything about feelings. I don't understand empathy. I don't understand. That just doesn't seem like that's something for me. Like, it's just, I don't think I'm going to be able to understand this. Like, yeah. So maybe help me understand what these things are. Cause I don't understand them.
Yeah.
I go, it's a foreign language. I'm an idiot. And then just through different scenarios, having her talk me things. Yeah. Like, basically talk to me like a fifth grader sometimes. So I'm going to be like, what do you mean? Last year, my parents gave me $10, but only took $9 to do it. You know what I mean? That kind of like Michael Scott scenario, the lemonade stand, like that kind of thing to where like break it down and take 20 minutes to help me understand this one thing. So I could figure it out. I'm like, oh, that's what she's talking about.
Is she going back to like your childhood shit?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh man.
Ben, you should definitely start a YouTube series of you in therapy, because I would love to hear a therapist's take on your childhood.
What is Jacob cold in there? What's going on in there?
Mom made me take my jacket off. I was wearing a jacket.
No jackets, buddy. No more jackets.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
He's trying to get his veins pumped up. Look at him.
Oh yeah. Hey, this is great, man. I'm glad I went into that Be Better podcast. That's good material right here. I mean, when I saw you talking about that, I was like, oh God, this is fucking gold, baby. We got to fucking go over this shit. I didn't know Callus was in therapy.
Yeah. Well, holy, if you listen to my other podcast, you would have known that a long time ago.
Listen, I ain't got time to listen to many open podcasts, book, brother. You know, but
let's just think about what Finn would tell a therapist. So my dad put a bench press in the living room. I drink a shot out of my pinky finger every year with it.
And we invited handicapped people over to watch the football game on Thanksgiving with their shirts off.
He'd be like, you're a fucking sick individual. Get the fuck out of here right now. I cannot help you.
You cannot be helped, sir.
Yeah, you're a sick motherfucker.
Yeah, but you didn't, like, you're fine where you're at, right? You're not really questioning anything. I mean,
Karen
runs your life. You know, she gives you an allowance. Thank God for Karen, because I'd probably just be living with your dad, honestly. But so you're not really questioning anything. Like, Karen tells you what to do and you do it. Very simple life you have.
My goal, Pappy always taught me to be nice to everybody and, you know, if you have a smile on your face and everything you do, you know, do it with a smile. So I've always done it that way. And I've been pretty happy my whole life.
It worked out. You know, I have
great feelings.
What feelings? You know, what are you feeling right now?
An erection in my pants. Talking about this.
Talking to me and Jacob giving you an erection.
It's just giving me, you know.
Maybe you have some questions about your sexuality.
I just told you that. You were questioning my sexuality. Did you say that before? You have no questions. I said, I'm questioning my sexuality.
Yeah.
Somebody's been doing cardio.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now you go in there and the lady, were you going to her place before, Tom?
Yeah. I just go to her house. Yeah.
You just said you were going somewhere before. before you went on the computer, where was this at?
Oh, there was an office in St. Charles.
Man. Go on now. What happened, Tom? I mean, we need to do this. This doesn't.
I can't get more into this all story. Of it. Like, it's only like, if you tell me, like, hey, what exactly have you talked about for a year? I'm like, well, generally, it's about understanding, empathy, figuring things out. Hey, I don't understand, like, why I feel a certain way the way I did. Okay, well, when you were a kid, when you were 10, did you have a certain example? And then she'll like bring you back to childhood or bring you back to a 5-year-old version of yourself, a 10-year-old version of yourself, 20-year-old version of yourself. And then kind of explain it to me again, like I'm 5 because I still need that. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, that's what you're talking about. But it's not like I can't sit here and just say specific things of what she said and the tangent she went on to help me understand it. It's just the general purposes to have better understanding, more tools in my tool bag, right? Who, what can make me a better person?
You are definitely a tool bag, I'll tell you that.
What can make me understand people's position more, right? A little bit more empathy, which helps me at work with the leadership roles that I'm in, the extra stuff that I do there. It helps me calm situations down. It helps me just have a better understanding, not just in my relationship with my wife, but a relationship with my friends, how to help my friends out if they're in difficult situations. How can I be someone to turn to if someone's lost a family member in their life? Then they can come to me and I can have them ways to cope with those kind of things. So just being able to have more understanding and empathy, which is kind of what I was basically talking about, helps me.
Empathy,
help
you said people. That a lot. I get that part. But two questions right off the top of my head. What does your old man say about this, for one?
He hasn't really said anything.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, because I said something one holiday or something. Amber said something. I'm like, yeah, like fucking. She kind of brought it up a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I love my therapist. She's fucking awesome. She's a great woman. Teaches me a lot. And he didn't say anything.
So he's not said a word to you about therapy.
You're making it sound like he thinks it's a bad thing.
Well, if he didn't say anything, I mean, I would imagine he does think it's a bad thing if he didn't say anything about it. Usually, if you don't say something, you have nothing nice to say. You say nothing at all, right?
That is a good rule to follow. But no,
I mean, my therapist told me that.
So. Lack of understanding could also make you not say anything, right? If we start talking about bench pressing and I bring Haley in here, she's going to be very quiet because she's a very small lack of understanding of bench pressing for 400 pounds for me and then over 500 for you. Yeah. Like it's also a lack of understanding can bring in silence. So I'm not going to say
that sounds like something your therapist said right there, big time, right off the therapist's tongue, dude. Lack of understanding is silence. Well, that is very true.
No, I'm just stuff I've learned. Like she would run circles around me. I don't know as much as she does. Obviously she's forgotten more than I've learned. But just because, you know, he has silence doesn't mean he doesn't support it or hate it. It just, it is what it is. It's one thing I'm doing. It's one thing I want to do to be better.
Be better. Okay. Number two, how long? I mean, this is like a chiropractor. They're going to get you in there. They're going to crack your back. They're going to come back every month. I mean, now is this going to be the rest of your life? They're going to take your money forever.
I asked that.
When are you going to get better? Never.
A couple months in, I asked that. I'm like, do you, cause I felt like an idiot. I go, do you graduate from therapy? I go, how does this work? I'm not going here every week for 20 years. Like there's no way. And she's like, no, well, eventually what you do is you go once a week, you kind of figure some more stuff out and then you can go back off to like twice a month. And then maybe you go once a quarter, once every 6 months, just kind of check in, have some notes. And we go like that. I'm like, okay, so I've already done the stuff where I've backed it off a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because things have been going a lot better. I have a lot better understanding and empathy.
Which is way too much money.
It doesn't cost me anything. It's free.
Free.
Yeah. I have insurance.
God, it's got to be the worst therapist ever.
No, we have some of the best insurance in Illinois.
Oh, insurance is paying for it.
Yeah.
Oh, what do your guys at work say about that? I mean, you work with, you know, construction workers. You tell them about your therapist or what?
No, I talk to them about work because that's what they need to focus on.
You guys never talked about anything outside of work?
Typically, no. I keep working.
God, that's a fucking lie. Come on.
Unless
you don't talk to anybody at your job other than work.
I would say, let me think.
I mean, come on. Four people told you not to lie.
Hold on, buddy. You're asking me a question. I got to answer it. Four people from work know my kids' names. If you don't know my kids' names, why would I talk to you about anything but work?
Well, I don't know.
You're not a friend.
Well, you're an acquaintance. Well, an acquaintance is like, hey, what did you do this weekend, buddy? You hop in the truck. Hey, you know, I did this.
I ride solo, brother.
Nobody
rides with Tom. Nobody rides.
I had sex with my wife at 2 a.m. and she was asleep. And then I went to my therapist the next morning. She said, you got to stop doing that.
No, I don't really bring those things up. That's not a problem. That's actually the solution.
No, there's no problem. I'm just saying when somebody asks you, you know, small talk at a job site, hey, what's happened? What did you do this weekend? Oh, yeah, I competed or did this. Did
I don't,
that,
dude, some of the people don't even know I compete. I don't even bring it up, dude. Never. Hmm. I don't really talk about work.
I thought you have like a family. Crew and your crew is pretty tight knit, you know, when you're at your job, I thought. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I've never been a lineman. But yeah, I would say one guy in the crew can name my kids' names only because he comes to my house every Friday. And that's my apprentice. Huh. And other than that, I mean, he needs to know about work, not my life. That doesn't help him. What helps him now is me yelling at him so he understands what the hell he's doing so he doesn't die.
I mean, dude, you need that's to be a little important. More pathetic towards that guy than just yelling at him all the time, Tommy.
That's it's different in the trades, dude. There is some empathy that has to be involved at certain points, but also I can't have somebody getting hurt. Oh, good. Nice job. Yep, back.
I was seeing what camera's working here. just number one. I got a nice fire going over there. Can you see that or no?
Look at that, Finn.
No, you can't. What do you got there? Oh, Wally's. Oh, yeah, you found it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, Wally's is awesome, man. I want to go there again. Jacob. I like your... Oh, geez. Bucky's and Wally's face-off here going on. He's got the fucking...
Why is this so much bigger than mine?
Well...
Mine's all floppy.
You better ask your therapist about that, buddy.
Well, this is Amy's fault.
Floppy piece of shit.
Mine even has a special tip.
Yeah, what the fuck is that tip?
It's because your mouth sucks.
Yeah.
Mine's open hole like a man.
Yeah, that's weird, dude. All right, well, what is Jacob? Jacob, you're in therapy too?
No. Tom's therapy helps me. I just asked Tom what he learned.
Yeah,
he just teaches.
It's like fighting, like jiu-jitsu. My brother would do jiu-jitsu in the basement.
Come home and teach at home. Shit.
Teach me in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Karate in the garage.
Yep.
Yep. So Tom wrapped up therapy. He calls me right away. I come over. I lay down on the gym floor. I lay down on the bench.
lay down on the roller.
Yeah, good spot.
Tom's squatting in the mono, and he's just talking to me the whole time.
You got to have more empathy about these people, man. You know what I mean? You got to have feelings.
Yeah. And then Cam comes over and tells us conspiracy theories.
And then Cam comes over. Feelings aren't real. You know, I mean, that's just number in theory, one thing. In theory, feelings are not real, Tommy.
Well, now Cam's getting married now. That's changing.
Oh, his theories are getting different?
I would think. I just think he's Colorado. Changing. He's in Colorado. Wait, what's tonight? When's, tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Yep. That's why I said he missed. Night. If you miss bench night, you're gay.
I can't believe he's
not married. We always say that, like, not in the fucking, you know, everybody's so sensitive now. Like, we always just say,
I thought you're in therapy, Tommy. You can't be saying stuff like that.
I can still joke with my friends, Finn.
Oh, she allows that?
You better not be joking.
Stipulations on you or what?
No,
I mean, you go there and you're like, hey, listen.
On me, brother.
It's like, hey, listen, I accidentally said something really bad to my friend the other day and I was a complete asshole. Now, you do that, right? And then she tells you, hey, listen. It's because when you're 9 years old, you put a fucking car radio in backwards and the lights didn't work. And that's why you did it.
It was in the right way. I just cut all the wires.
Now, is she doing this kind of stuff to you, Tommy?
No.
I thought you'd go over your weekly thing. Like, hey, listen, I did this.
You just go over if you have some problems. Like, hey, let's see, I had an issue with this or I'm not understanding this. Can you explain it to me? This is the situation that happened. What do you think is an outside? I mean,
can you give us like a situation or are you kind of embarrassed?
No, I'm not embarrassed. I can't think of any situation offhand where I was like, hey, this is exactly what happened, and this is exactly what she said back to me to give you a good reference. I'm just giving you general things that I've learned throughout the time there because it's easier for me to generalize this and say, this is exactly what happened, this is the exact problem I had, this is the exact situation that got solved.
All right, here's what we got to do.
Jacob, you got it. Good.
I got it. Create a problem with Callus.
Awesome. So we're going to role play. I'm ready.
Right. Okay. So the show can follow along live.
Wait, who's the therapist?
No. Then you'll go talk to your therapist in the next podcast. What? We'll follow up.
No. If there's three of us, there two people could be. Jacob, you be the therapist.
Okay. I'll be the therapist.
I don't even
understand. Me and Finner, a couple, and we're arguing. Yeah, you wish.
You stupid piece of shit.
Jesus.
God.
What did I do to you deserve this?
What? I'm not. This is weird, Tommy. I'm backing out.
Yeah, that's because you're a bottom.
This is so weird, man. Holy
definitely a bottom, Finn.
Yeah, I am not a bottom. I'm a power top.
No, everything top? About you says bottom. If I called Dan Bell right now, he would agree.
Oh, come on, Peter Pan, grow up. Speaking of bottoms, that guy's a power bottom. What he is? I bet he doesn't go to a therapist, Tommy.
I don't know what he does. And if he doesn't need to, great for him, but it's something I've learned
from.
If
anybody needs to go
me.
To therapy, I think it would be Dan Bell.
Well, I don't know what Dan Bell needs. Dan Bell needs to go squat 1,000 in Ireland. That's what he needs.
I think he's squatting 1,000 this weekend.
I don't know if he's going to take it before he... I keep forgetting his numbers because he does 2.5% a week.
He's like 988 or something. Right?
What did he do? 981? So maybe he's going to do 1,003 before he goes out there.
Yeah. Got to have it on his back. 2.5.
Plus 981. Yeah. 1,005 would be 2.5%. So...
Does he say he just wants, what, 1025 or 1040 or something?
I think so. It's like 1025, maybe 6, and then 9. I don't think he's even got to hit those to hit them to win the meet. I know you have some big – he's got some big deadlifters he's going against, but obviously it's total. So, and if you have a big deadlifter, I doubt they squat. I mean, I doubt they bench a ton. Like, you never see a guy deadlift 900 that just got done benching 5. God, that's super, super rare. Like you have, I can name like Derek Thistlewaight will bench over 5 and deadlift 9. Mm-hmm. Dan Bell will do 6 and 9. John Hack.
69.
But Jamal Browner, does he bench 5?
No, he didn't when I saw him.
Fours. Yeah. Right. So who's a big deadlift that can bench a lot? I can't remember Chris Hickson.
Yeah.
He would bench like 315 at a meet.
Yeah.
And he'd pull 800.
I know it. Yeah. Hickson's gone now.
He is
gone. Pete Rubish. He was a big bencher.
Never a big bencher. Like, bench. It's very rare if you could pull 900 pounds.
Dr. Deadlift.
A lot of times.
Dr. Deadlift. Yeah, right.
He couldn't bench.
No.
Well, I mean, it's because you're
long arms.
Yeah, your long arms. What
but,
do you call
I mean,
that?
Except for the ones I just named. Like, Dan Bell doesn't have long arms.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
You got to pull that weight a the fucking
yeah, and leg. He's got like those... Like legs and bellies got to get through. Like a lot of the time, those guys that have big stomachs and stuff, they're
bad deadlifters.
Mechanics are bad. Yeah, bad deadlift. I mean, look at who
JP Carroll.
Yeah, who the other guy always trained with us, the giant guy. What's his face? Your buddy. That's a teacher.
Derek Kendall.
Kendall. Yeah.
Tim Kendall. Bry.
Tim Bry.
Yeah, Tim Bry. Definitely Bry. Anyways, back to this therapist. Is this therapist good looking, Tommy? Or
yeah, she's fine. She's a good looking woman.
How old is she?
Oh, I don't know. 30.
I mean, guess 30s. 35. Oh. Good looking, skinny.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. And your wife is allowing this?
Yeah.
Does she know what's going on? Think, you're telling you think- your innermost feelings to a beautiful 35-year-old woman. I mean, I don't know. This sounds good, Tom.
Sounds great.
I mean, just think of Amber was laying on the couch with somebody.
Why is everybody laying? Who lays? Nobody lays.
I mean, that's what they did in the TV shows.
Oh, you're really? Well, yeah, maybe they do that.
I mean, TV if you don't lay, you're the weird one, not us, Tommy. I mean, that's a fact.
I don't know. I've never laid down.
How does it open up? How do you open up? Like, you hi. Get in the chair and you're like,
say hi.
How's it going? I'm Tom Callis and I'm a fucking
he knows my name.
Idiot. Nice to meet you, Tom. What else is wrong with you? I have no feelings. Well, Tom we can work on that, Tom.
Tom gets on there and goes, I am live.
Yeah, we are live inside a therapist's.
Dude, I'm doing a podcast right now, if you don't mind.
This would be great if you brought the podcast equipment next time with you. We could do it live in there. I have tons of questions to ask her. I mean, well, we could actually open it up to the audience too, as well.
I have brought that up. Is getting her on the podcast, but I don't think she can with like the
pre
because she works for someone else.
It's HIPAA like
practice.
Stuff, right?
No, it's not HIPAA. It's not health. It's not like something.
Well,
yeah,
that's
just
mental health, Tommy.
Health, but it's your you when you work for someone shit. Else. No, it would be different because if I'm on the podcast saying what's wrong with me to a doctor, he could talk about it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like that's like more of like your company's thing. Like if Finn calls in sick, they can't ask why because you're protected. Right.
Could she just come to your house?
I mean, I guess she could. I don't know if she'd feel comfortable going to a patient's house.
That'd be a great podcast, dude.
Well, I mean, we could do it to this.
You can invite the swingers over.
Yeah. We can tell her to get on with us. Three-way.
Well, that's what I was saying. I don't think. Oh,
what is this thumbs down, dude?
I don't know. Bad idea.
Who did that?
Dude, they do it by themselves. Like Jacob was on the podcast early and he kept having his hand like this. What the fuck? Then it kept doing like thumbs up.
So Jacob must be doing thumbs down constantly over there or something, dude.
I don't know. See?
How come only you guys can do it?
Well, because I think I'm running the StreamYard.
Oh.
So it only picks up on mine. But if you get a bunch of thumbs down, it does like thumbs. I don't know, dude. I want to turn it off. I don't know why it's there.
It would be so funny if this therapist was on next week in the middle right here.
Thumbs down.
Oh, man. That'd be so good. And we get a line of questions, I guarantee you, from the audience.
Yeah, no, I would be open to that, but I don't think she can until she does her own practice.
I mean, she could get on here and talk to us, though. We'll interview her. I mean, she doesn't have to have her own practice to get on a podcast and just talk about her life, you know?
Yeah, maybe. We did talk about it before. Like, I told her I wanted to get her on, like, I was going to have her get in on the Be Better podcast, just so, like the stuff I struggle with, I would imagine a lot of guys struggle with. So could you explain, like, some of the main struggles of some people? Because I did have a guy on that's a therapist before, my buddy Dave, and he does a thing where if, like, you're a young, he usually works a lot of, like, troubled youth. But instead of having him sit down and talk or lay on a couch, he'll work out with them. Like, hey, let's go. We're going to go bench, and then I'm going to ask you some questions. So they're like, go work out, and they'll do exercises, and then he'll get him to talk.
You better check that guy's background. He's going to work out with young dudes. I don't know, man.
No, he's a good dude.
Oh, he is?
He's a great person. Had him on the podcast already.
Well, listen, he's had a lot of guys on the podcast before, and that doesn't mean they're good people.
Like who? Name one.
I'm not going to name any names on the show, pal, but those of you who have listened for a long time know who I'm talking about. Jacob Rosser one.
What?
Cam Needham.
Cam Needham.
Oh, God, Cam Needham. Big boss man. Number two. Big boss man. Only lost 1 pound again this week, that piece of shit.
I thought he was done doing that.
He is not. He has gained weight and lose. He'll gain like 7 pounds, and then he'll lose like a pound a week, and then get back to where he was, and then do it all over again. Dude. I don't know. He's having issues. We're going to have to ban him again or something, man.
Just tell him to do either count macros or do carnivore.
I've given him every option. I've given him several different options of what to do. I've shown him different styles of dieting. Dude, he did the carnivore, but he only lasted like 3 weeks on it or 2 weeks on it, right?
Dude, he didn't even get it. Like,
I've given him macro numbers that he should hit and follow and how to follow. It's the easiest thing ever to do. He knows what to do. He's just
lack of effort.
Lack of effort, lack of discipline, lack of everything, man.
Maybe he needs a therapist.
You can't be, you got to be a piece of, like, that's what I told him. You can't, you can't be serious losing a pound a week. You're just not taking it serious at all.
I lost a pound from yesterday. Like, what are we doing? I'm
easily.
Like, I lost 5 pounds this week.
It's simple. That's because you fucking have discipline. You're actually trying.
Right. Because I'm I know I want that cookie, but I know I know I'm going to lose. I got to weigh in tomorrow because I'm weighing in every day. So I'm like, I know I got to weigh in tomorrow. It's not going to be good. I want to get to 205 as fast as I can. And I mean, not fast as I can, but like, you know, like as smooth as I can with being able to still do the diet and not like just, I hit 205. Time to fucking drink my weight in booze and eat burgers.
I started Monday too. 8 weeks till June or whatever.
Yep. Your birthday, right?
We're going to have a six pack by the summer. I'm not.
June 20th?
Know. What's that?
When's June 11th.
June 11th, that's right.
11th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got pools. I got to get ready.
So, yeah, it's time April 1st, whatever, that Monday. Started counting my macros the way I did back in 18 and 19.
What are they right now? What do you have them set at? Or, like, roughly?
It's 250 grams of protein, 300 grams of carbs or something. 250 or 300. I don't remember the carbs. And then fat is, like, 90. And then go down.
This is because we're both Francisco trained.
Oh, yeah. That's how I train at work, dude.
Yeah, that's good. He was the best, dude.
I had every week I wrote down what he had me do for like 3 months. So I kind of knew where to start at and then kind of how to like manipulate the carbs and fat depending on the way I look. So
back in like 18, he got me to, I was eating 500 carbs a day, 70 fat and like 220 protein.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like 193.
Yeah.
Lean, look great. I was strong as fuck. It's when I broke the world record. Like, I was strong. I looked good. I felt like I was eating so much fucking food, but I was just like, I was using it all the time. I was like a fucking machine. And now I'm like going back to where I'm like, I'm going to start over. We're 300 carbs. I'm at like 65 fat and then 220 protein.
65 fat already?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's low. I
do better off low fat, high carb. I always have.
Yeah.
Jacob, how'd you, when you were dieting down, what would you use? Would you just Did you eyeball everything or did you count it? Did you?
No, I mean, I'm a low fat guy as well. My body responds very well to that. And I'm also a low carb guy. My body responds well to that.
Jesus, what are you doing? Is he eating protein sticks over there?
Yeah, what are you using as energy?
No, I mean, honestly, I when I was in college, I was a really strange college kid. I think I've really said this before.
Looks really cold over there.
Freezing over there. Every time, made me
you like, put your jacket on. You just can't have the zipper up because it zipper hit this, and it would vibrate off this, and it would like scratch it into his microphone.
Yeah, it looks like he's in my barn right now. I mean.
I got a heater.
Can you get the fire going? No, I'm kidding. I'm fine. I just don't know what to do with my arms.
I could put a fire. We should put a fire right there.
I'm uncomfortable with my hands.
I got a fire going on right now. It's about 56 in here.
Bragger. It's about 70 in here.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a barn. I've only had it going for about 2-3 hours.
But no, when I was in college, I was a weird kid. I think I told you guys, I never even took my first drink until I was 22 of anything ever. And
what does that have to do with lifting weights, pal?
Because all I want to do is work out. I didn't want alcohol to mess up my training in any way, shape, or form. And I didn't know enough about it back then that I just thought if I drank at all, it would just, you know, mess up everything. And obviously that's not true, but
listen, Andrew Huberman, you'll feel like it's true.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't help. I mean, I know it messes up growth hormone release and testosterone release and some other stuff.
Who needs that stuff?
Yeah, whatever. But, so in college there was a time where I was really lean, really muscular. And the way that I did it was, I only ate carbs for breakfast and lunch, and then my last two meals of the day were super high protein and high vegetables, but like green vegetables, no really starchy anything. And I never added fat to anything. I just got whatever fat from whatever I ate or how I cooked. Really, the only fat I had was like eggs in the morning and cheese, a little bit of cheese. That was it. And I looked really good back then. That's when I worked out at Metroflex in that summer when Ronnie and Branch were over there working out. Because I was at TCU running the housing.
Horned Frog.
Go Frogs. I was running the housing for the conferences that summer, and Metroflex was about a 20-minute drive, 15-minute drive. It wasn't long from TCU. And because of my schedule, I had to work at night because of the conferences. I could go in the middle of the day, and I got to work out. I mean, not like with those guys. Like, we were workout buddies, but in the same gym as him, I'd see them working out for a summer, and that was super cool. But there was a time in college where I was just super disciplined about my food and training and all that. So when I was getting ready for this show recently, and I got pretty lean, I just kind of did the same thing. I would work out first thing in the morning, no food when I worked out. That's just how I do it. And then I would carb up right after, medium carbs at lunch, and then basically no carbs the rest of the day, just super high protein and green vegetables. And that works for me.
Yeah. I mean, whatever works and whatever you can, you know, stay on is the best. Tom, did you you gradually drop your fat, or what the hell is going on now?
Let's check it when he was getting lean, dude.
Oh, the last couple of weeks, yeah.
Getting jacked out of my mind.
Wow. What is that?
I got really lean.
I mean, that was only like a couple of weeks ago, Jacob.
No, I know. No, I started eating again. I mean, I'm not fat, but I started eating again. I had some, the kids, actually, my kids are making
fun of me. I like that, Tom.
My kids were making fun of me. They were like, because I like Cadbury cream eggs. So with Easter, what? I put them in.
Chocolate egg?
Never had one. I wanted one.
You never had a Cadbury cream egg?
No. I asked Karen to get me one, and she said they were sold out. I want to try one.
All right, I'm going to get some. I'll bring them to you guys before they leave the stores. But you put them in the fridge so they get cold, because then it's like a chocolate shell, and the inside just like cream whatever stuff. They're amazing. Is
sugar or something?
Yeah, just pure... basically whipped sugar essentially, but
it's have one of those by workout.
They're so good. But the kids were making fun of me because I would eat two of them at dinner now. Like, I'll eat my dinner and that's will be my dessert. I'll eat two of them. And they're like, Dad, you can't eat two of them. You're so unhealthy. I'm like, what? They're like, you can chew. You're so unhealthy. And even one of them today was like, Dad, how are you not sick eating that? I'm like, what? It's just two Cadbury cream eggs. Like, chill out. It's not the end of the world. But they are
these things?
Yes, they're so good.
So yeah,
it's expensive.
Yeah, $2.49 for one of them.
Well, they're not that expensive at the store, I don't think.
Damn,
maybe they are. I don't know. Alicia buys them. She knows me well enough to know it's what I like. So if every Easter they are stocked in the fridge, and I had been abstaining until I decided I wasn't going to do my show.
He's been abstaining,
so now I'm partaking in my Cadbury cream. I'll buy you guys some. They're fantastic.
We'll have to have them live on the show
next podcast.
Yeah, next show. Yeah. We got a lot of
guests on next show too, so bring four.
Well, you know, Massonomics does that, like they drink seltzer or beer or whatever, and they rate it.
LaCroix?
Yeah, whatever they do with the drink stuff. We can do the same thing with
I bet those guys go, I bet those guys go to therapists too.
What does that mean? I bet those guys are bettering themselves and having more understanding.
What bettering idiots. Tom, bettering yourself. To me, I think you've gotten worse over the past year. So maybe some people might think that you've gotten better, but I think you've gotten worse.
Well, let's quantify this. How has Tom gotten worse from your perspective?
Just his attitude and his way of life has been a lot worse. Just
hey, I got an idea.
Even talk to the guy in the telephone.
You go fuck yourself, Vin.
Yeah, you can't even talk to the motherfucker for more than like 1 minute. He's too busy. He's got to go. I don't know if he's talking to his therapist or what the hell's going on.
No, your problem is you call me before we podcast and you want to chit-chat. And I go, dude, we got to save this for the show. Man, tell me about your day.
I've called you other times and you just, I got to go. I got to go. I don't get it. The guy's very short with everybody he's talked to nowadays. Every time I'm around this guy.
You get an hour and a half of my time a week, Finn.
No, I do not, Tommy. I need more than that.
Question your sexuality again. You want to role play one more time?
I'm not role playing anymore. No more role playing.
New t-shirt. Role playing is for pussies.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, that's a new
t-shirt. You ever role play with Amber? Or, not Amber. Hopefully not Amber.
Jesus, Tommy.
Karen?
No, I don't think I have.
You ever like pretend she's not your wife at a bar?
No, I know you do that all the time.
That's my favorite thing to do, dude. See if I still got it.
I always
come early.
Yeah.
I mean, I always pick her up.
First off, you slip the roofie in her drink.
Well, tell us how you do that again, because she goes in first and dresses.
Well, I mean, you know, like, it's not like we're taking separate cars, just like a different person.
Yeah, this is what Uber. I'm thinking. I'm thinking you guys are taking separate cars. She settles down in there. Nobody knows who she is. She's there for maybe half an hour by herself. Other people are, you know, checking around. She's, you know, sending the vibe off, if you will, at the bar. And then all of a sudden, Slick Tom comes in with his button up on, his hair slicked back, maybe a stogie hand on his mouth, you know, orders an old fashioned.
That's what chicks like, guys who smoke cigars and just, what's
comes
up.
Hey, darling. Slaps her on the ass. Hey, toots. Let me show you what a fucking real man looks like. I just got back from therapy.
I knew you were going to say that.
Best pickup line.
Fucking shit out. Oh god.
No,
go ahead, Tommy. Tell us what you do.
So it's not like that. We just go there together, and then like she'll sit next to me, and then we'll like kind of like turn away. Like I'm
that's not very good like, role playing.
Well, hold on. We'll pretend like we don't know each other. And go, yeah, we'll sit there. And be like, oh, I didn't see you there. Hey,
it's like you're talking to the camera and you're making a fucking cold plunge commercial.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I did see you guys there. Hey, whoa.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing? What are you doing here all by yourself, huh? Oh. Yeah, I saw you eyeing me earlier. It's because my eyes real bad? Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I get her, you know, I start, you know, laying it down and, you know, catch her vibe and, you know, you just kind of, you know, go back and forth. What do you say it? Not light on my feet. That's dancing. Quick-witted. Mm-hmm. So I come up with a lot of stuff on the fly. You know, you want to role play if you'd like, Finn, we could role play. And then,
I'm not role playing anymore, Tommy. Come on. How many times are you trying to get me in this role playing game?
Well, and then we know how you land her. You just ask her how sleepy she's feeling. Hey, baby.
Now, Cosby's over there putting something in her drink. Here we go. Hey, drink up. Yeah, this is good stuff. Yeah, come on.
Just get to the end of that one. Finish up. I'll buy you next one.
Then Tom has to carry out like Weekend at Bernie's back to his Cadillac. This is great role playing.
Throw her in the bed of the DeVille.
Like a dead body right in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then take her home, drag her upstairs. That sounds like a great night.
That's the best thing about my house. I don't have to drag her upstairs. Just drag her through the hallway.
Oh yeah, it is true.
No stairs, brother. First lover, master.
Yeah. Now, what does the nanny say when you're bringing your wife in over your shoulder like that? If she's passed out.
Oh, she already knows.
She already knows what's going on. We'll see you tomorrow, Tom. Good luck.
She probably thinks it's been a bad night. Oh shit, Tom's got to pick up Amber again.
Oh man, you are living the life, Tommy.
Try it sometime. Well, not with Amber, but with Karen.
Yeah, well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll go down the street here to Jimbo's and get in a fight or two and take her home.
Establish dominance?
Yeah, I have to immediately.
You see me hit that guy, babe?
Yeah, that was awesome. All right, let's go home and fuck. Yeah, let's go out to the truck. I'm banging the bed of the truck.
Oh, wow. Take me.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, Tom. What a romantic. What a plan, dude. Come on. Yeah. You're making me blush. Oh, God. This is a
Your face is as red as that flannel, brother.
God damn it. I know it, man. Woo.
Hey, you like how I got our logo in the corner now?
Yeah, I saw that.
Worked on that today.
Pretty damn good, Tommy. Attaboy.
Had to look up a couple minutes. Logged in.
It's right over my shoulder, right there.
Bam. Oh. Remember that Hinkley dance? They do that anymore?
Yeah. I haven't been there since we left. I thought we went the year after I left.
I thought it was
the Fireman's Dance.
February thing. I remember always being cold.
Yeah, it's right around now. I know. It's always cold.
No, I don't think it was
February. Yeah, because there was snow on the ground 1 year, I remember.
Yeah, because we always park in the grass. It's always frozen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I haven't heard about that in a long time. I think they might have stopped doing it.
Yeah. COVID might have killed it.
Could have.
What else been going on, Tommy?
Well, now we've talked about my life for 45 minutes.
All we talked about was your therapist.
Yeah, I'll try to get her on.
Oh, that would be good content right there.
I like her to dive into your problems a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd be an open book right in the show, you know, whatever she wants to know.
You have to lay down. You got a couch you can lay down on?
You know, I'd lay down over there on that bench, probably turn the camera around right here. Yeah, camera three. Oh, yeah. There's a bench over there if I turn the camera.
Yeah,
put a light on the barbell. Over there. Yeah. There's a barbell hanging out right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong
camera. There'd be a fireplace behind you. It'd be really nice.
There is a fire. If you make me big, Tom, you can see that fire over there. Make it big, would you? My screen?
Yeah, 1 second, buddy.
Make his smaller. Yep, wrong way. See the fire in the corner there? She's roaring. See it?
Yeah.
You can see it right here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Camera one, camera two, camera one, camera two. Yeah, what else has been going on, Tommy? Or Ross, what's going on, man? We've been talking about his therapist all night, role-playing. Any other news? What happened this weekend? Was it Easter?
Yeah, it was Easter.
It was Easter.
Oh, yeah, we just went to the swingers' house. Easter with their family.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We got a date with them Saturday.
Oh, my God, dude. Therapist, swinging, role-playing.
Pets' heads are falling off.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Yeah, no, we went to the neighbors, which is, where you guys call them swingers, but the neighbors.
Why would you go to your neighbors?
Because Amber didn't really want to cook. We didn't have any, her siblings weren't coming over. So it's just like, it's just us up here. If her siblings don't show up to it, it's like, there's nobody. She's going to cook she cooks dinner every night. What the fuck's the difference? So we just went, we got invited to their house. So we went over there for, it honestly felt like Thanksgiving. They had like turkey, ham, stuffing. Like,
that's what you have.
That was usually what you have on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Easter's a big deal. Ham.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of ham. They did that deep fried turkey though.
Ooh,
that was good.
Yeah,
it was super good. You know, all the guys outside deep frying the turkey stand there getting cold, talking about golf swings or something.
Oh, God.
You fit in pretty good, Tommy.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. They're like, you play golf? I go, no, obviously.
My neighbor would be a good golfer. Got a huge ass.
Huge. I say that every once in a while, and everybody's like,
nobody gets it.
What's he talking about?
What an idiot. Like, go talk to your therapist, you loser. Guy's talking about huge asses. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, they don't understand those jokes.
That same similar quote happened to me today because Alicia
cold
made,
again.
I'm so cold. Alicia made sloppy joes.
Ooh, I hope you like them extra sloppy.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. And she was like, "What is that from?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" And then my kids started saying it. They take a bite and go, "It's extra sloppy, Dad."
Yeah, we did that, and I showed my kids the lunch lady that
clip.
And they used to always sing that. They would sing Lunch Lady Land a couple years ago.
And they'd she'd like slap it on extra.
Sloppy Joe, slop, sloppy Joe.
Oh, what is that? Billy Madison?
Yeah, what's Adam Sandler singing Lunch Lady Land?
Oh, yeah.
That is a great, from SNL? Yeah, great clip from SNL there, man.
Yeah.
Now put it on here, Tommy. That's my favorite clip. Right. Lunch Lady Land, Adam Sandler, Saturday Night Live.
You know, there's a really good account on Instagram. I think it's just SNL Reels, R-E-E-L-Z. And all they do is show the old clips. They don't show anything new. Yeah, plus America.
Yeah.
I mean, like they just do the highlights, like Celebrity Jeopardy and some of that stuff. It's just the best.
Farley as Lunch Lady is awesome.
You are correct.
You know, speaking of that, do you know where Farley went to college?
He went to, let me see, Elmhurst.
Marquette, who just lost
There it is.
There's Lunch Lady Land.
Person who, more than anyone else,
that's good.
On the right path. I'm not talking about the keepers. I'm not talking about the coaches.
That's
I'm not even talking about the guidance counselors. I'm talking about a person we call the Lunch Lady. Woke up in the morning.
I like how it does this.
This is awesome, yeah.
This is awesome.
It's so good, dude.
Lamplighter.
Steak. I like how he comes. With a little slice of love. All these fucking different characters come out. Dresses like the pizza. I've got no clue what the chicken pot
pie is made of. I can't tell if he's a good singer or just because it's Adam Sandler. Because he's pretty good wedding singer.
No, he's a good singer, too.
Yeah.
There he is. Oh, Farley's the best.
I wonder if this is going to get us pulled off YouTube.
No. Not if you're talking over it.
Yeah, maybe.
Cost my red hair is
he does look like a Lunch Lady, dude.
I know.
God. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes because I got a bad case
of gout.
I know you want seconds on the corn dogs. But
now,
no
this way. Is what I was picking your counselor to be like,
Tommy. Everybody gets enough food down here in the magical.
Yeah, this is probably what you told. This is what you told Amber that your counselor looks like. In reality, she looks like Pamela Anderson.
She never asks.
Yeah, you ever see Chris Farley and Lunch Lady? That's kind of what she looks like.
She wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
how old is this?
Pretty old. Shit, probably what, 92?
That's 10 years ago. 94.
Yeah.
When he died, 96.
Oh, 30 years.
96 or 97. Navy beans, meatloaf sandwich. Sloppy Joe. There, it's getting good now. Look at that dance moves. Slop, 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 Bear used to dance just like Farley, like that. That's hilarious.
My kid was dancing there, just like Elaine Benes. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Man, crazy, got Elaine Benes over here?
I love it when he gets married. So
mad. You got flabby arms and your breath is bad. Then the green beans said you better run and hide. But then my friend Sloppy Joe joined my side. He said it wasn't but a Lunch Lady. The kids wouldn't eat ya.
Shaking her hand and saying, nice to meet you.
She gives you a purpose and she gives you a goal. You should be kissing her feet or kissing her more. Now all the angry fools just leave me alone. And we all live together in a happy home. Oh, thank you.
What a beautiful song. Then they got married. Oh, look at this. Tommy, this is the best part. It makes me sad every time. Very beautiful moment.
Is that a feeling, son?
Yeah, that's a very, I had a feeling when I saw this.
Well,
shed a tear. What happened?
Me and Sloppy Joe got married.
Oh, Jesus.
Come talk to your therapist.
Yes, every time.
We got six kids and we're doing just fine. Down in Lunch Lady.
Got six kids.
Yeah. Doing just fine.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. What a great show. Blazing Saddles. Jesus, how many people we got on here now, Tommy? We got a lot of guests on here. That's awesome. Oh, God. What do you think about that, pal? I'm looking at you, Ross.
Oh.
You can't see me?
No,
the camera's on you.
Oh, the camera's on me. Tom's looking.
Yeah, you look cold over there.
A freezing. Goodness gracious, Tom. Yeah. I thought you got two heaters in this house.
Here in the truck, and don't give a fuck. I'm off the roof.
No, it's fantastic. Basically, thing about Chris Farley, though, I was reading an article where Chris Rock was talking about why he thought he really turned into drugs so heavy. It's because he felt like he couldn't kind of top what he'd already done. Like, he was sorry. His character, like, he thought he was only funny if he was so over the top.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, what else can I do? Like, and so he just started getting into drugs to get even crazier, basically, and crazier and crazier. And then just, and
he's got
to
be the fat guy, too. Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, yeah, exactly. Like that Chippendale skit, they said that Chris Rock said after that skit, he noticed as his friend, like, his drug use went through the roof after that skit.
Really?
Because it was so funny, but he was so, like, fat and over the top in it.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
What was that last movie that he did before he passed? Most people don't remember it.
Almost Heroes?
Was that it? Where they cross, like, Sacagawea and Lewis and Clark? Yeah,
that was Almost Heroes.
Oh, it was so bad. It's terrible.
I thought it was good. And that Beverly Hills Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja was good. Almost Heroes was terrible.
When I went to college, I had one DVD, I think it was Beverly Hills Ninja, that I watched on repeat in my dorm room at McMurray College.
Well, that was great, though.
I was eating Domino's pizza every night and watching that fucking stupid movie.
I was sick last year? And I was just on like Roku TV or whatever. And they were saying, you know, they have like free movies up. And I was like, I saw Almost Heroes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen that since, I don't even remember when. So I sat there and watched the whole thing. Maybe because I was sick, but it was terrible. There's a good cast. There's a lot of people in that movie.
You say terrible?
It was terrible.
Hold on. Which one you say? Almost Heroes?
Yeah, that's the Lewis and Clark one, right?
Yeah, it'd be like I'm extra sloppy.
Yeah, Almost Heroes. I'm extra sloppy.
I know how you get. Like
I'm sloppy.
Lady, you're scaring us.
Lady, you're scaring us. Yeah, that's how you serve the sloppy Joes. I know all you kids like them extra sloppy. Oh my God, this is weird.
Look up Almost Heroes, Tom, because I bet most people haven't seen that movie.
What's his name? Died, the main character. That's the guy from Friends.
Yeah.
That was the main guy.
Yep, that's it. And what's his name? The main guy, actually, they said that he was going through a drug thing as well during the filming of that. Because if you notice at the beginning of the film, his face is kind of fuller. And then by the end, he's like super skinny because he's on like crazy drugs.
Yeah, there he is.
And an adventure to the great Northwest.
Oh, great. We're going to watch a whole movie on here.
It's a journey.
Oh, yeah.
This looks great.
Oh, it's awesome.
Bad. What they might expect to encounter. Once there was a hawk. Eyeballs out of its sockets. Fear will be our breakfast.
It is a great cast, though.
Take her. Take me instead.
Put your hands on your hips.
No, I think I'll still keep the woman.
It's an undertaking of epic proportion.
Oh, shit. No, this is a great movie. I know what you're talking about, man.
By the way, you smell like something that's been passed through the system of a sick old woman.
Maybe I'll have a bath, too, then.
It's the first great American road trip.
We have a peace! You are surrounded by an army of Indian braves.
They got names like Soaring Eagle and others, too.
Maybe if we wait a couple hours, they'll die of old age.
They're almost famous.
I'd love to have you alone for just 2 minutes.
Ah, my hair is getting to you, isn't it?
They're almost legends.
I hope Satan himself burns.
Come on, dude. How could you not like this movie? It's the best.
Chris, when was the last time you watched it? It's so bad.
Lady Matthew Perry.
This shit probably 15 years ago.
Yeah, you got to rewatch it.
They're almost,
and this is for your own good,
heroes.
They're headed this way!
I'm going to watch this tonight before I go to bed.
It's one of those movies where, like, they were trying so hard to make it funny that it's just not even funny. Like, there's no continuity in the story. Like, it's just...
I love it. I haven't seen it. I think I have seen it, but I remember those pieces... that trailer, but it's been a long
time. Like I said, maybe it's because I was sick. I need to rewatch it too. Maybe it's because I was sick, but I was just like, oh my gosh, this is for his last movie. Oh man, what a way to go out.
Not good. Well, actually, his last ever movie he was really in was a scene in a movie called shit. It's with Norm MacDonald. Remember, he was the guy who got his nose bit off. Huh?
What?
Dirty Work with Norm MacDonald. And he was in the movie. He just had a small part, and he was at the bar, and he was the guy who got his nose bit off by a Saigon whore. You don't remember that? That's what they
Hey, you ever see that guy with his nose? You got his nose bit off by a Saigon whore, and he goes, "You son of a bitch!" And he turned around, and he had his nose bit off.
Oh my gosh!
Like that was the whole gimmick in there. It was hilarious, man. But yeah, it was called Dirty Work. That was the last movie I think he was ever on.
And Norm MacDonald passed away too, right?
Yeah, Norm was great too. Yeah,
yeah, man.
It was Norm MacDonald and that one fat guy who went nuts too and lost his nose. In real life, he lost his nose, which was Artie Lang. He's a comedian.
Yeah. Well, he did like his nose got all fucked up from
both. Oh, yeah. If you pull up a picture of Artie Lang, his nose is like gone because he did so much drugs.
Crap. Jeez.
And he said he didn't get a nose replacement or whatever the heck they could do just to every time he looks in the mirror to know that he shouldn't do drugs anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was bad, dude. But he was hilarious. I used to listen to Howard Stern all the time. Yeah, right there. There he is. Look at the difference. He's all fucked up, man. He tried to kill himself a couple times. He's a bad heroin addict and everything. But, man, he was funnier than fuck. I think he's still alive. I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, his nose is brutal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He was in that movie with Farley.
Woof.
Deformed nose.
Oh, I saw this clip. I was going to send it to you, Finn, of Howard Stern, I think in the 80s. And he was wearing like assless leather pants and like dancing on this TV show. It was
on MTV. Wild. He was smart, man.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when like he was became like, you know, the shock jock, whatever the hell they call that. Mm-hmm. He started getting big time. And then he got that E show in the 90s, which really promoted him, and then he got fined by the FCC like millions of dollars, and then went to Sirius. He's still like on the air, but he's like, you know, 70.
He's doing his own thing still.
He's still got his.
I remember listening to him.
Well, he used to be the number one guy. I mean, forever for I don't know 20 years.
Yeah, I think I would read meters and listen to Artie Lang. Artie Lang. Yeah,
I used to listen. To
who's one of the first podcasters?
That was Jimmy Kimmel's buddy.
Adam Mancho. Adam
Corona.
Adam Corona.
Oh yeah.
Corolla. Adam Corolla show.
Yeah. No.
He would just say like, even if he was interviewed, but he'd just say the funniest fucking things off the top of his head.
Oh, that was back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, the Man Show.
Nobody had podcasts back then, and people were like,
yeah, because he's going
to
listen
to a podcast. That's so dumb. And then. Now we have a podcast. Like everybody has a podcast now,
right?
But back then, everybody thought there was
him and Tom Green. Tom Green was one of the first.
Yeah, he was too.
But yeah, that was. Yeah, now it's easy to set up a podcast. I mean, idiot with really a cell phone. That's all you really need. But yeah, Corolla show, Man Show. I used to stay up late watching my dad.
They had the women jumping on the trampoline.
Women jumping on trampolines.
Yeah. Now what's his name's got like a serious show. You know, Kimmel. I mean, he started with the Man Show, started with girls jumping on trampolines.
And he's a night guy, show.
He's like late night show.
Late night.
Yeah. But it's a lot more serious. He hosts the
Oscars, too.
Hosts the Oscars. Like, everything started as a man show, women on trampolines, a guy, Ziggy Soggy.
Yeah, hoy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, now he's, I don't know, big shot now, but yeah, he started on the Man Show. Corolla, you know, went, and he was, like you said, the first big podcaster. Stern was like the craziest guy and had the most, you know, listeners. And then Joe Rogan took over that probably, I would say, 4 or 5 years ago?
Probably more than that.
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Maybe more, yeah.
10, 15 years ago?
No, not over. That long ago. I'd probably
say 10 years.
Well, he wasn't like the number one guy, I wouldn't say, until about, I guess, maybe you're right, maybe back in 17, 18. I
mean, Joe Rogan experienced like a 2,100 episodes. So.
Well, I know he's been around for a while, but he was number one until.
Yeah, maybe it was 5 or 6 years ago. He's number one.
But he's taken off Spotify like a deal. Motherfucker. Yeah,
he signed that Spotify deal, really. I mean,
catapulted. But he was bigger, I mean, before that as well. But yeah, that Spotify deal really promoted him even more. And then, because he was like, I mean, was a guy on Fear Factor.
Mm-hmm.
He did Fear Factor. He did some acting. He's a comedian.
Yeah, I did stand up and whatever else. Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up in Pig's Knuckle, so I didn't. I never heard Howard Stern in my life until I was an adult. Essentially, it was just the only thing I heard on the radio. We got a AM station from Dallas, and they would have a Dr. Lore on, and she would answer sex questions.
Oh, with
Jesus,
what's that other? He calls himself a doctor too.
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew. Yeah, his show, right? He had Dr. Lore on, I think.
Well, he had his own. Yeah, Dr. Drew had his own.
Well, show. Dr. Lore was like, she was old then. Like when I was, she was.
No,
old.
I mean, it's a different one I'm thinking of then.
What did you have on the farm? What did you have on the farm? Did you have any type of cable or anything?
No.
You didn't have like.
We had a 40-foot antenna, and then we had the dial. You had to turn the dial to get the antenna to go the right way.
Channels and shit.
We only got ABC, NBC, and Fox. That's it.
Yeah.
Three channels. That's it.
Well, yeah, then you never would. The only reason I knew Stern was because that E Network came out with them in the mid to late 90s, you know?
when I was in almost graduating high school, we almost finally got DirecTV. And that was the first time I'd ever seen like real TV outside of, you know, like TGIF and Jeopardy and stuff.
Dude, you never got to experience like scrambled porn or anything then?
Nope.
Man, that was a hell of an era.
Late night HBO.
Nope, none of that. No Skinamax.
Dude, the scrambled porn either. Was awesome.
We didn't have internet either. I never had internet when I lived at home ever.
Oh no, you didn't have no internet. Yeah, Pappy
didn't believe that. It wasn't even available.
We had AOL when I was in middle school, because like where we live, we couldn't. I mean, it wasn't as rural as yours, but like you had to have like neighbors have to come together to pay for a satellite to put on a tower if they want a better internet. Everybody's like, well, fuck that. So we just had AOL. So somebody answered the phone, you know, everything was
disconnect,
like, disconnected, and all that shit. You go on AIM. Do you do AIM or not?
Me?
What was your AIM? I didn't have it, but I mean, I knew what it was. But what was your AIM username?
Tom Player 105.
No, I never had any of that stuff.
I thought it meant soccer player. I made it when I was like
Tom Player.
It's like, whoa, you're a player? I go, yeah, I'm a soccer player.
Yeah, it should still be your name right now on fucking Instagram handle, Tom Player.
All right,
Michael, a great Instagram name.
Remember the episode where he makes his dating profile? He's like, what name should I put in? Ah, I got it. Little kid lover, so they know where my priorities are.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I'll go aim, like, you tell that chick or whatever, like, hey, get on tonight at 8:30. I'll be on there.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? What are you doing? Yeah. Do you do homework? Like, this is stupid.
Yeah. Just like you're telling your fucking your therapist now, what are you doing? I'm doing my homework, reading a book.
I don't have homework.
Laying down on the couch.
She doesn't give you homework?
I mean, there's stuff like I could be better at, but like I don't have. Like,
I mean, she doesn't give you homework. You should give you homework. Here, work on this the next 2 weeks. So I see you again, Tommy.
Yeah, sometimes depends what we talk about.
What kind of homework is that? This is gonna be great. Go on.
You have to ask her when I get her on next week.
Come on, Tommy. Give us something, man.
I do. Like I said, I don't have specific events. And, like,
well, just give us something. What was the last thing she told you had to work on? Homework wise.
Okay. What's so funny?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I'll say I didn't mean to say anything.
I know. This was
it was. I would get really pissed if I like, didn't get up on time and didn't do like 30 things I want to do during the day. You know, instead of like,
oh, like if your I morning slept, routine.
Yeah, but which helped me because
I did see you on Instagram say you're out of your routine.
You know, I know you asked the question, but go ahead and answer.
Well, this is way better, Tommy. You were out of your routine. I thought you were better. Come on, what's going on?
Yeah, it is about being better, but also about being more honest.
Go on.
You're going to actually let me talk. Yeah. It worked out well because like the week before the meet, like I don't really sleep a lot because I go to bed at like 10, I get up at like 3:45, 4. That's like, so I'd actually like prioritize my work. I'd get my work done at like lunch instead of at 4 in the morning. So I could sleep in more, which allowed me to recover more. So I actually backed off some things in my life just so I could recover more for the meet. And then it worked really, really well. You know, it's about just like, I would always think I have to get everything done from 4 to 6 in the morning or I wasn't going to do it. So now I can kind of, you know, if I give myself a little bit more grace, I can move things around, make my life a little bit easier. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't get up and play the piano this morning. I was kind of pissed off about that. So then I played from like 4:45 to 5:30 and I got it all in and trained before that.
So what time are you waking up now, Tommy?
Generally, I'm sleeping in until like 4:30.
Man, you know, I get up before the sun comes up so I can earn the sun same. In the morning.
The same.
You know what I mean?
I have to earn the sun.
No,
I don't believe in that.
Your
shit.
Job tells you to get up and you roll out of bed and go there.
No, I wake up like the
you have an icon meals and you run out the door to your truck as fast as you can because you're running probably running late.
Well, sometimes that does happen, Tom. You know, we got to be true to myself and honest. And that has happened before. Usually I wake up, look out my window. It's dark. Go downstairs. I eat 6 raw eggs. I head to the gym. I work out. I never show this on the internet because I don't want to brag about it.
Do it tomorrow morning then.
5 a.m. I'm in the gym working
tomorrow.
Out. You want me to?
Yeah, because I know at 5 a.m. you're not going to be working out tomorrow because it's bench night.
Well, what is tomorrow? Thursday? I will be down here working out, but I will be on the Stairmaster.
Let's
20
see it.
Minutes.
Let's see
20 it. Minutes on the Stairmaster. Usually it's some type of arm workout or some type of smaller workout in the morning. Usually lasts 30 minutes. And I get prepped for the day. I'm in here going nuts, right? And then I go back up to the house, and I usually eat, again, something small, maybe 6 eggs again, but they're hard-boiled with a couple other things. Or so
you have to earn the right to cook your eggs.
I don't cook the eggs. I don't know
how. I'm saying the first time you don't cook them, but then you have to work out so you can earn the right to eat.
Then I earn the right to eat. Next, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
As long as I get my workout in. If I don't get my workout in, I'm not going to eat anything
again,
and I don't deserve it.
You get some gruel.
You know? Gruel. That's what.
Sometimes I will also eat that overnight oat mixture with the shit I can eat on my way to work. What do you call that with the protein powder and all that stuff in there?
So, what time you get up? 5.
Yeah, usually 4:50, 4:55.
And you have 6 raw eggs immediately.
I'd say half the time, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I won't eat
anything. I'm already shooting holes in this theory.
Sometimes I won't eat anything, though. I'll go down here. It's probably like tomorrow. I probably won't eat anything until 5:50. And then I'll have my first whatever meal I have. And my second meal will always be an icon meal, usually a Titan breakfast burrito or the scrambled egg thing.
So you're not cooking your own eggs. You're microwaving your icon meals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and depending on the day, if I have the day off, I'll cook my own stuff. But if I don't, if I eat, I'll eat one meal here that's, like I said, either hard-boiled eggs or overnight oats. And then the second meal is usually at 8 o'clock, which would be when I'm at my work, which would be an icon meal. And then another icon meal at 11, and then another one at 2. And then I come home and I have a protein shake. Or something, either or a protein shake or something else. Then I have another meal, either a dinner, an icon meal or something, some kind of meat. And then usually a protein shake before bed, depending on what day it is. I like that to get to bed by 10 o'clock.
A ton of protein.
It's usually 250 grams.
That seems like 350. Well, I guess maybe icon meals is like, 40 grams a pouch or something?
I mean, they're not like
you're having huge
giant meals. It could be anywhere from like 28 grams.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, some of them have like 70 or 80 grams of protein in them. That's like a double meat one. Usually the most is around 50 grams, 40 to 50.
Yeah, that's why I never bought them because for me, not having a sponsorship, I would be spending crazy money to try to get enough.
Yeah. No, it's...
I mean, because if you're bigger, if you're 240, 250, mm-hmm. 230, I mean, you got to eat a lot of food. It's a lot of food.
And that's right. If I told anybody to buy them, I would only buy 2 of them and that would be for work.
Right. Yeah.
Or like 2 a day or 10 a week or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 10 a week, 2 a day at work is what I
would do. Yeah. Cause then like, so you're stuck. So you're kind of screwed. But like, so if you don't bring a lunch, you're not going out.
Oh, I can't. Fucked. Yeah. I'm fucked. So whatever I bring, I have to eat.
Right. In my industry, we can kind of go anywhere down Randall Road and go get something to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like you have unlimited options. And these guys are like, I'm not doing a meal service. I'm like, you spent $23 at Chipotle yesterday. You're going to go, it's fucking thumbs up. You're going to spend another $20 today at Chick-fil-A. I go, you would probably save money if you spent $15 a meal somewhere else.
100%.
And you'd feel better, look better.
Well, unless you're Cam.
Well, yeah, unless you're Cam.
Cam gets a $10 chicken tender bucket from Jewel on Fridays.
Yeah, it's like 20 chicken tenders for like $9.
Yeah,
$9.99.
That's a pretty good deal.
He's bragging about it.
He says it's like 3 pounds of chicken.
He says it's a bucket.
He just puts barbecue sauce
all over and just picks it up, yeah.
Yeah, he just, picks it up with his hands. But he's also gross. And he's losing weight, so... New Cam. No,
he might not be eating those chicken buckets anymore.
I don't think he's eating them anymore because he's got to lose
30 pounds.
30. I would say 30.
I would too if he's 260.
But the funny part is he never, like me and my buddy Adam, I think you met him once. he's a lineman with me.
The guy with the fancy shoes?
Yes, fancy shoes. Yeah,
I know.
He's like, why didn't climb school get any easier for Cam? Like, you think if you ran every day for 90 days, right, by the 90th day,
you're going to be in way better condition.
Way better condition, not as out of breath. Maybe you're still out of breath. Maybe it's still hard.
Yeah. But
you'd be way better day 90 than you were day one. Cam was like the same day one as day nine. Like nothing.
That doesn't make sense either. Yeah, nothing I know. Nothing
changed in his.
It's like if you do cardio, the first couple of days are going to be fucking shit.
Yeah, if I pulled my tire once around the thing, I'm going to be dead. But by the seventh time, I'm like, all right. And then by the 20th time, I can pull weights with it.
Exactly. That's, everybody's like that, I thought.
But he's except for Cam. Every day was the worst day for those first 30 minutes. And then and then after that, he was fine with the work and stuff. He seems like he understands tools and stuff, so he's all right. But like the climbing just never got easier for 3 months. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? So he knows, and he goes to school. I mean, this one's a shorter one. It's only 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be 5 weeks of Cam just sucking wind every morning for 30 minutes and just dying.
Hold on. So, Tom, you stopped waking up early for a week or two and you got upset?
Well, no. I get pissed off myself by sleep in usually. Like if I wake up tomorrow and it's 5:30, I'm like, well, fuck no, I can't get anything done because I got to go to work now. I got to pack my meals. I got to make a breakfast. So I get really pissed instead of just being like, okay, well, then when I come home at 2:30, from 2:30 to 3:15, I'll work on the computer. Then I'll go get my daughter. Then I'll come home. Then I'll train for an hour. Then I'll play the piano. Then I'll play with my kids for an hour and a half. Then I'll put her to bed. Like thing was like, if I couldn't get it done in the morning, it just never was going
to
happen.
Well, but Tom, the problem is you don't need a therapist. You need a Finn. Get up and eat 6 raw eggs.
I have a Finn.
Get your Icon meals. That you don't have to prep anymore.
Okay. Easy. Like it's sponsored by Icon Meals.
I mean, like just follow Finn's footsteps and
you gotta earn the right to see the sun in the morning, Tom. I don't get that. You know what I mean?
Now you just
gotta go to work like everybody else goes to work and they go to work miserable.
That's what I'm saying. That's how it started. Like if I sleep in, that's how I do feel. You feel miserable, right?
Yeah. When you fucking work out, you feel like a fucking alpha.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I only train maybe once in the mornings now. I might increase it a little bit when I do my dad challenge, but like typically I'll train in the afternoons because I'm at work now, but my thing is like I had a hard time adapting to change because now my work schedule is like less. So I'm working 50 hours a week as opposed to 70, 80. I feel like when I work 70, 80, I only have those times. So it's like, I got to make a count. So I have to do this. Now it's like, well, I can be a little more lax because I have another 8 hours every day that I didn't used to have.
Well, what are you doing when you get to work? You have some downtime at all? I mean, you gotta have to have some downtime.
So I'm usually dealing with everybody's bullshit, honestly.
If you have downtime, another thing I would do is sometimes when I go to work, I'll just do push-ups all morning. A couple times a week, I'll pump out, you know, sets of 25 or whatever and hit 500 push-ups every other morning. Sometimes every morning.
I've never trained at work.
You know what you should do?
Never.
I still train at night. It's not like I'm training. That's my only training. I'm also doing push-ups in the day.
Yeah, what you got to start doing, Tom, is put the bucket up and hang from it and do some pull-ups.
There you go. That's another great thing. Yeah, get it on video.
And then if you fall, you die.
Can't get that on video.
100 feet in the air.
Fall, you die. So then you won't die because you'll keep doing pull-ups.
That's true. Your back will grow like a motherfucker. Job.
Yeah. Force it to grow. Scare it to grow.
Listen, I would not say that because I'm your therapist. I would not tell you to do that. That sounds bad. But.
Yeah. No, I don't work out at work.
Push-ups.
I don't do them. I don't work. Shit to do
them before you go to work.
You know, I'd look if my utility truck was parked in the corner and then the guy's just doing push-ups over there.
Well, dude, I'm saying
you have anything else to do.
You said before you go to work, do push-ups. I said you work out once a week in the morning. Why would you do push-ups?
I'll do it because I'll do an actual workout.
What about the days you don't actually work out?
Well, I work out in the afternoons.
Well, this is just helping you.
I know, but if I'm not working out that morning, I'll do my computer work. I'll do my piano practice, and then I'll go to work.
So you'd rather play the piano than do push-ups?
Right now, yeah, I would.
No wonder you're going to a therapist. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm picking push-ups over piano every day of the week.
What we should really do is just be the same person forever, never learn anything, and just cruise through life.
Never learn anything?
Also a good
what, do you want to learn the piano? What the fuck do I look like, a fucking idiot? Why the hell would I want to learn a damn piano for?
Why wouldn't
push-ups?
I
would enjoy push-ups more than I would enjoy doing a stupid piano.
Right, it's doing something hard. Well, you're not good at
push-ups. Ain't hard in the morning at 5 a.m. Obviously, it's hard because you're not doing them.
Those are easy.
But to be fair,
easy my ass.
They never made a song called "Play Me a Song, Mr. Push-Up Man." It's "Play Me a Song, Mr. Piano Man."
That's true.
Oh, that's because people that do push-ups don't play fucking songs, Ross. You know that. What the fuck do you think this is?
Jacob does push-ups and he plays a piano.
I'm going to wake up at 5 in the morning and play the piano.
I do.
You know what? I'm going to play with myself before I play with the damn piano. That sounds like way more fun.
Let's see it tomorrow.
I am not playing with myself live on the internet, Tom. I will get
no one will see anything.
Huge trouble.
Go see your therapist about that.
Yeah, go see your therapist, Finn.
You should play with yourself while I'm playing the piano. Now, that would be a video.
Now, listen, I might do that, depending on if you're playing fucking Great Balls of Fire. That's my favorite song.
No, I don't know that one.
You got to get that ready for Cam's wedding.
You have to get Jacob on that. Jacob knows song. Songs. I have to go off the screen, and I'm not good. Yeah, that's all right, because I'm going to be better.
I can't believe you're such an asshole still, Tom. I can't believe you're in therapy. Being this kind of, I mean, if you listen back to this episode, you better let your
therapist send her this.
Listen to this episode, and she's going to be like, dude, we got a lot of fucking work to do.
We got to go back. We got to go twice a week or something.
Yeah, definitely. Minimum.
Lay down on the couch.
Lay down.
Yeah.
You got a whole shift.
That was probably the problem. You're probably sitting in the chair, not laying on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, posture. Posture of learning.
Yeah, could
tell him, Ross. Ross knows.
Well, we'll get her on here, and we'll address these questions. She could probably answer better than I can. The laying down thing, now I'm curious, like what percentage of people like...
That'd be the first question I ask her. Why am I not laying down? This is weird. You know, what do I look like here? Should I lay down? Should I sit up? Should I stand up? Why am I sitting? I don't get this.
You should be doing push-ups during therapy, Tom.
Now,
also, that would kill two birds with one stone. Now you're cooking with gas, right?
Okay.
We're going to get some those bands, out of the way.
Dumbbells.
Bands would be good for some push-downs.
We got an hour, right? So
I'd do 2,000 push-downs with a band. 2,000 each arm.
Yeah, you got a beam bullets over here. I can put this band on. Can you hold this? Actually,
you could be like you could be like Liver King and smack your eye. That's what happened to your eye. Now we know.
I did that.
It wasn't a sty. He smacked his eye with a band like Liver King.
Should I have been like Liver King and done like four videos to announce it or whatever?
Yeah, you should have worn a patch and told people I might lose my eye. Send me some money.
My programming. Yeah. Losing my eyeball.
I'm an alpha though.
Yeah,
alpha.
These cow testicles.
What an idiot!
It won't fix my eye, but I say it will.
Man,
yeah, what an idiot!
Waking up at 4:30 in the morning to play the piano.
Yeah, sometimes.
Does your dad know this?
I think
we should get your old man here next week as well.
That's fine.
Now we're gonna have a face.
Nothing to hide, brother. Over there. It doesn't bother me. Maybe years ago would have bothered me. No, it doesn't.
Well, that's because the therapy's helping, Tom. You have feelings.
I thought you said it wasn't working.
It's not working. I could tell. You said you're going to therapy to have more empathy. Well, you don't have more empathy. You're going to therapy to not be such an asshole. Well, that's definitely not working.
Is this because I won't date you? Let's get to the bottom of this.
No, we're not role-playing again, Tom.
I just want to get to the bottom of this problem. You seem like you're like a little offended. I think it stems from the beginning of the podcast when you didn't. We wouldn't do that dating thing, and that's what something you're really craving in your life. You can be honest with me. It's just me and you here, brother.
Listen, man, I have a lot of stuff to do. I'm going to have to get off this podcast very soon. I've got piano tonight. I got piano. I got to do my push-ups. I forgot push-ups this morning. I feel really bad about myself for not doing that. I'm going to have to edge at 3 in the morning. Then I have to wake up at fucking 4:50 to get back down here to get on that fucking Stairmaster and kick ass.
Let's see it.
You know what I mean? Oh, I'll gladly go live tomorrow morning.
Well, I don't want to see it live. Just post a story, dude. I don't want to watch that stupid shit.
No, I'm FaceTiming you from the Stairmaster in the morning and in my push-ups.
I'll be in my office.
You'll be doing the piano, and I can watch
you'll
that.
Be piano.
You could play me the piano, Mr. Piano Man, while I'm doing push-ups.
Oh, fuck. It's fucking C minor. Bullshit.
Jesus, I don't even know what's going on over there. Sounds like you're beating off.
Well, you can see tomorrow. Fuck. Is that something you want? You're interested in? Why do you keep bringing that up? Where does this come from?
What are you talking about?
Where's
this coming from? That sounds like fucking the way you've been talking. Now it's all coming together. You have been just mimicking your therapist for the last year.
I'm just
everything you say is like what a therapist would say.
I think we need to focus less on me and more on you. Let's see what's really going on.
Exactly what a therapist would say. My God.
Come up with these conclusions.
Straight out of the snake's mouth.
What about when you were 10?
That's a snake oil salesman, Tom. You know what? She's stealing your money.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right, Finn.
I'll get three-way Cam in here. Let's see what he's got to say about this.
Cam's in Colorado.
Not yet. He's.
He told me he was taking a half day today.
Maybe he took off. I think he was going early in the morning on Thursday.
Maybe he meant the halftime routine.
That could be it as well. I forgot about that. That was an awesome routine.
Cam Dad.
That's one of the funniest things ever that he stopped for beef and rice midway through to put a condom on, eat the beef and rice off of her
backside, did he say?
That's in, don't add that.
I thought that's what he
gross.
Said. And then
no, I think
apply
just
to
stop and put the con. I don't think he'd go into the kitchen and start making a meal.
I thought he ate. It was like a halftime routine, like when you're watching a football game. It's halftime. Let's get up and get some nachos, you know, and shit.
I mean,
and
then
we can draw some plays.
You know, somebody's playing the piano or something. Draw up a couple plays. Yeah, maybe I can do a reverse cowgirl this next time or whatever. You know, in the second half.
I think he would just put the condom on and then finish. Yeah, we're I wouldn't call it halftime. I'd call it fourth quarter, 1 minute left.
Goal line.
Yeah,
goal line scenario. Yeah.
Like you just got to get it over real quick, and then
ends up making a field goal, missing a field goal. this would be perfect thing to ask the therapist. Now, what do you think about a halftime routine?
Yeah, that's going to be important. I mean, it's super important what she thinks about Cam putting a condom on right before he comes.
Yeah, so, do you think that's a good idea, a bad idea? Now, I have to tell my friend this. You know,
now that you brought that up, that's a pretty good idea, Finn. I got to talk to you more before I talk to her.
Listen, I'm going to have a whole thing of notes for you next week, Tommy. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to jot everything down I have in my head. We're going to give them to you, and then you're going to give them to this lady, and we're going to figure this out together.
Well, like I said, maybe I can get her on, and then we can you can ask what you want.
Well, somebody said you're getting her off.
Why would you say
that's impossible?
That's not funny. Nobody laughs.
Look, you're going to disrespect my wife, then?
Finn, that's impossible.
I can't believe you do that. She's not sleeping.
She's clearly awake, right?
Yeah, they're not on a couch, right? Nope. She's not sleeping.
Tom's not laying down. She's not laying down. She's not
stand up and yell.
I bet Tom's picking her up at a local bar in St. Charles, like he's picking up his girlfriend or his wife when they're role playing. But it's actually a therapist. Hold on, that therapist is actually your neighbor. Now it's coming full circle.
Full accusation.
Now we got it.
Full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, you are living the life, man.
Come on over, brother. Water's fine.
Yeah, I'm coming in. I got my man thong on.
Extra sloppy.
I hope you like them extra sloppy.
Bring your halftime routine, Cam.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Sunset Views, brother.
I get it. This is too much. I'm going to have to go do push-ups. I got to get out of here, Tommy. Let's end this.
Oh, this makes you uncomfortable?
I got to start doing push-ups.
Asking me questions makes you uncomfortable. I think this is a Finn problem. You want to talk about
it? It's a you problem, pal. You got a lot of problems, and you better go talk to your therapist, man, because... You're going to have I'm guessing 20 years minimum with this lady until she tells you can't come anymore because she's sick of hearing your shit. That's what I'm guessing right now.
Yeah, it could be Finn. Well, like I said, we'll ask her and we'll see how that goes.
There's no way she's getting on this show.
Yeah, I don't.
This would be awesome. If she got on the show, dude, we're going to have live call-ins. I mean, we're going to have to do everything.
We have to do it with the lamplighter.
Well, we can do live call-ins.
We should do something like that.
Because I have a Google phone number, so I can give them that number, then call that. I can plug it into the board. We could do live call-ins. Just in general.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We said that before, but it's hard to it's hard enough for us to get a hey, we're doing. Lately, we've been pretty consistent, right? Right around 7:30, we podcast about 9. Like we could do the whole, but you almost need another person. What I mean? Hey, this person's waiting. We already talked to them. You know what I mean?
They have to have Ross on. I mean,
yeah, but then Jacob's on the podcast.
Yeah, but I could turn myself off. Hey, Tom, mute me. I could go get it ready and, give you guys a signal, 5, 4, and get it all queued up and ready to go.
Bye-bye, buoy.
Yeah, perfect. We could.
Got it.
We could do the live calls.
I'm on it, but I'm not on it. I'm on the side. It's fine. I can hop off for a minute and get it going.
Yeah, he's good with, one-liners and stuff.
Could. Next week, I got a buddy coming out, but... Maybe the week after that we could do live call.
Therapist or
no, my buddy David.
David Lee Roth.
Ooh.
Yes, him. That's he's coming
good.
Up.
That's a good one.
Yep.
David Allen Coe.
Yep. He'll be here.
David Lee Murphy.
Yes.
A little dust in the bottle.
Oh yeah.
Dave Batista.
You're gonna run out eventually.
Famous Dave's barbecue sauce.
That's a good place. I've been there a long time. Isn't that bound by you?
Dave and Buster's.
I actually know a guy who helped start that restaurant.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
Was his name Dave?
No. There is a guy, Dave, but there was a couple of guys.
He looks cold again, Tom. how do you know the guy?
Here, brother?
No, because my other job, he actually works there now, and he opened up a restaurant in Minnesota called Kitchen and Rail. And it won Restaurant of the Year in Twin Cities.
Dang.
Yeah, no, it's really, it's actually really freaking good food.
I hope so.
Yeah, he helped start Famous Dave's.
I don't know why I plug all these other cameras in.
Ben is like, let me just wait till Jacob stops talking so I can start my next thought.
Yeah, I was thinking, no, I got to talk to a therapist. This is bad.
Yeah, this is.
I'm going to need it anytime. When we get off the phone call here, could you send me that number of hers?
Yeah, just that's how it works. You just text her and say, "Can I get in?"
I'm definitely going to get in on this. Maybe we could do it together, Tom. That'd be better.
No, yeah, just sit behind me.
Then you need a sponsorship, buddy.
Oh, I definitely need a sponsorship. I can't pay for that. Yeah, I am now. The show is now sponsored by
BetterHelp.
Linda's,
they do sponsor podcasts, by the way. BetterHelp.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
like even like really famous ones, like
they sponsor Joe Rogan's.
Yeah, like SmartList and some of the others. Yeah, they're like absolutely. So there you go. You can be a sponsor.
Listen, before I was pretending to be somebody else, not just a tough guy, no emotions, and I was not wanting to go to a therapist. I thought that was for weak people, but really,
now we're talking.
Made me a lot stronger.
Bam!
I don't have to be bad anymore.
I'm not.
You could be better.
I'm not that person. I am really deep down. I had to get to my inner thoughts and most feelings. I had this woman.
What do you say?
Grab them, woman. Grab me really tight in the groin region and just pulled them out.
I think you're talking about a strip club experience.
Oh, I get those mixed up all the time. I was wearing sweatpants, shorts, no underwear.
Fanny pack.
No, Tom, I'm happy for you, pal. I hope it works out. But no laughing matter. That's awesome. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah. Right. I'm happy.
Are you flicking me off, Tommy?
I can't itch my beard, bro, without you getting offended. Why are you getting so offended so easily? Why do you
being an asshole, man. I can't believe you're flicking me off live on camera like that. You should be a lot better than that.
Well, when you grow up and have a beard like a man, you understand it gets itchy.
Only ugly people have beards, Tommy. I've told you that many times. You're covering your face up. I mean, why would you cover up that? I don't understand.
Because I can. Because look how good it looks. You should feel this beard. Do you want to feel my beard?
I can't. Come on. This is not role playing shit. You've been trying to get me to role play all day.
Do you want to?
I take your question, your sexuality again, Tom.
I'm trying to get you to
ask her a couple more questions.
Just feel it one time, brother.
Listen, next time I will feel it on one thing. I know you got to do this
break. I knew you'd break.
You got to next time when you go to therapist again.
Tuesday.
This Tuesday. Oh, this is great. I mean, this is great. So like, this is perfect timing. Tuesday, we go to the therapist. Wednesday, we have the show, and we talk all about it, man. I mean, you want me to go, give me the address.
Tom, there's another person on this camera. Oh, yeah, that's my buddy Finn.
I just want to sit in on the session with us. Just need to know what's going on here,
He's on mute.
I'm a little nervous about what's
going on. Just here to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here to learn.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great, man. The next episode's going to be awesome.
Well, the next episode, I want to make sure we get we focus on Hunter because he has some really, really good stories.
Well, listen, that's great and all, but we have to at least start and get an overview of what happened because people are going to watch this episode and not going to want to know what happened at Kelsey's therapy session. I guarantee you, this is going to be huge, Tommy. People are going to want to know.
Be bad all over again.
Yeah. Or I just do my own thing and grow, and then we just do our podcast separate. Either way,
what does that mean, grow? What are you talking about?
Exactly. See, that's why. What did I say about the beginning of the podcast? A man of your stature would not understand these things because
understand you 100% have a lack
of knowledge for them. So
you're talking to all these other people. Maybe it's going to help somebody, Tom. Now you're just acting like an asshole again to all your fucking followers that are following us.
I'm just acting like an asshole to you.
No, you're talking like an asshole again. You need to tell us what happened, and now maybe some other person might hear this, Pearson, and say,
Pearson,
I might have to go to therapy myself. Callus does. He's gotten a lot better.
Look at me.
I think. and maybe I should go as well. I'm going to put my feelings aside, and I'm going to learn new feelings.
That's not what I said, but okay.
We'll have a full breakdown of what happened in Tom's therapy live on the next episode. Stay tuned. That's a cliffhanger here, Tom. They're going on.
I'm really excited. I can't wait to take notes.
Why are you might not be excited, but I guarantee
this
the
is
fans
for a
that
podcast
listening
tomorrow. All right.
What's that?
She's like, why are you taking notes, Tom? This is for a podcast tomorrow.
That's bring out the fucking book, write everything down. I'm going to have tons of questions. I'm going to think about a lot of stuff over the next week, and we'll revisit this next week. Stay tuned.
What if we don't talk about anything significant?
Then why would you go? That's a waste of money, in my opinion.
Maybe I'm just getting better.
So you're not going to talk about anything significant? Well, just talk about whatever you talked about then, I guess.
It's like this podcast. I don't plan it.
Yeah, but she's going to get down to some. I mean, there's going to be some some hard feelings. Are gonna
I'll
be
tell
like,
her that. Hey, you got to get to the bottom of something tonight. Because
I'll tell you what it is. You're going to be in there and be like, my co-host on the Let's Get Stupid show, Mr. Finn, was not very nice about me being in therapy. He was making a joke of it, and it's not a joke. And then she's going to say, hey, listen, Tom, he does not understand. You know, she's going to tell you all this stuff, right? And she's going to make you feel better. And then you're going to come on the air and tell us what happened.
I'm looking forward to it.
Jacob, what do you think?
Yeah.
You think it's a good idea? You think it's good for the show? I mean, if not, we can cancel it.
Well, I mean, we can't talk about it for basically 2 hours and not follow up with it.
We're going to have a follow-up next week.
It's unfair to the fans.
That is true. And it doesn't bother me, so... Whatever you want to know.
Well, I know you said that several times, so it's great. We are going to figure this out together as a show.
We're all here for you.
Here for you, Tommy. I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah. Maybe she'll come on.
That would be awesome, dude. If you got her to come on, oh, man.
Like, I don't, like, just as a guest, not as like a, you know what I mean? Not as, yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that crosses like a line.
Couldn't ask like questions about you probably. She probably wouldn't talk about it. But we could ask her other questions, like, let's say Tom, for example, is, you know, empathetic. Let's just say a guy named
what's a popular name? Tom?
Thomas. I mean, I'm Tom. He's Thomas. Tom. Let's call him Thom. How about a Thom?
Yeah. How about Thom?
Thom with an H. Yeah. How about Thumb? We got a guy named Thumb, and he's not very empathetic. Now, what would you do about that? You know, and then she'll tell us, and, you know, she could actually help some of our listeners.
Yeah, she could.
Maybe Jacob Ross.
I need help. I'm just gonna tell her. I just constantly feel like being bad.
Yes.
How do you help me?
You badass.
I want to be better.
Keep it, do it, man. Keep being a bad at motherfucker. Atta boy. That's what she's gonna tell you. She's gonna say, "You wake up,
keep it on, brother.
Wake up, start doing fucking push-ups and get after life, man. Fuck.
Throw that piano away. Do push-ups off the piano.
Yeah. Fuck that piano. Fucking hit your dick against it. Then go do some push-ups.
Don't learn new things. Just keep doing old things harder.
Yeah. Oh God.
Play chopsticks with your penis.
Yeah. Be the same person for 10 years.
Learn new things, Tom. Yeah. I mean, how many so-called gurus, life gurus tell you that? Go out and learn new things. Yeah. Learning new things is fine, Tom, but you also have to be better at strengthening your body as well.
Dude, I just had the best meet of my life. You wouldn't understand what that is because you don't compete anymore. But I just did that a week ago. I squatted more weight than you could almost ever load on a bar.
Tom, I've squatted over 800 pounds in my life a few times. I don't know if you remember that or not. I've also pulled close to 800. And I've been benching over 500 pounds for fucking 15 years or around 600 pounds.
Yeah, you were benching.
I'm still benching close to 500 now. Yeah, I've been benching over 500.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, and I've benched over 400 pounds since I was 16 years old.
Strengthening your body.
I strengthened my body. I'm out here working out every day, Tom.
Yeah,
and I'm 42 years old.
Why are you getting so offended? I never said you didn't.
Because you're being an asshole.
Is there something deeper going on here?
There's nothing deeper going on.
You question your sexuality again?
I've never questioned anything. I live my life the way
never I want to live anything. It,
and I will definitely never see a therapist because I don't need no help.
Yeah,
unlike some people,
forever, brother.
Like Callus, be the same forever.
Yeah,
is this the same forever? Am I living in the same house I started in? Am I doing the same stuff I've done my whole life? Absolutely not. Tom, I bettered myself.
Let it out. Come on,
the whole time.
Let it out.
I don't need help from a therapist to tell me that I suck at life. I do not suck at life. I've excelled at life my whole entire adult life, Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Therapy, good. I do not need. Now, some people that are assholes like Tom Callis need therapy. End of story.
Okay. Fair enough. You keep on being you, Finn.
Damn right I will. You keep being an asshole, Callis. And I'm sure you'll make it far in this world.
That's the plan, brother. I'm sure I will, too. But now that I have your backing, I feel even better.
Feelings are for genitals. Shirt drops next week.
You have to, like, turn around and read that?
Yeah,
couldn't you come up that on the top of your head?
It's on my wall. I forgot it.
I'm on a rant. I don't know what's going on.
I see that. That's good for you to get that out sometime.
Yeah. I feel better, man. I feel like you're my therapist.
I told you, you feel so better.
Good. You're right, man. I kind of like this therapy thing. I'm going to look into it. Like okay. I said, give me the number and I'll go over there. I'll figure it out when we get her on the show.
This guy keeps calling me. Telling me feelings are for genitals. That's all his voicemail says.
Dude, we have to get this lady on the show. That's all there is to it. It'll be a great episode.
I don't know if she can. So I'm trying. I'll ask her next week.
We'll have a full update next week, Tommy.
Full update. Yeah. Yeah. But we can't do an hour 40 about my therapy. We got to actually talk to the guests we have. We can do a segment. I'm fine with the segment, but it can't be the whole show because it's not really fair.
Well, we'll throw it to the
fans. Could she go on anonymously? You don't have to put her name.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to blur her out?
Have her voice.
Well, we could just do audio only.
You just do audio only, have her voice. Or we could or
like,
do,
you know,
could
how,
do
you know like, how you can get the call and then not have video? You know what I mean? Like you don't press, you don't allow
it. Or it would be really funny though if we did like they used to do like on the new shows where they put like the light behind them so it's like a dark silhouette.
Oh, where it's like the shadow.
Like the informer, the whistleblower. Yeah. But no, I mean, seriously, she could probably do it anonymously. Like, just don't put her name or anything, just her voice. That's it.
Yeah, I'll have to ask.
I mean, it's like you guys work places you don't speak about.
Yeah.
As long as you don't talk about specifics and things like that, it's okay.
One way to find out.
Yeah, it'd be a good episode.
I don't know. I don't know if I want her talking to you.
Why not?
Well, because you're kind of an asshole.
Listen, there's only one asshole in this group, and that's Tom Callis.
This thing's mirrored.
Listen, I'm gonna be nice to the lady if we get her on there. I'm not gonna go off the wall.
Maybe in two weeks. Let me see. I don't know. I might do longer than that because I don't want it set up from your house.
No,
you tend to fuck things up.
Set it up from your house and we'll do it just like this. Or all three of us can be in there, I guess.
Yeah, the more the merrier, honestly.
Well, I mean, we don't have to be in person if she's on the phone.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying. Yeah, we'll probably, it would be better if it was done, like if I had the setup here, though.
Yeah.
Something always goes wrong at your house.
Yeah, like last week.
Exactly.
No, man, I got to go. Well, first off, I got to go tomorrow. I got to get ready, guys. I got to go. I got to learn new things. I got a whole list of things I want to learn. I'm roller skates in the morning. I got to learn that. I got to learn Spanish. I got Spanish is on my list.
Mm-hmm. Spanish would be good. That'd be useful.
You know, Damis tus nalgas. Kellis, you're a lambe pito. Huele bicho. That's about it. All right, pito.
Pinche pito.
Damis tus nalgas.
Keep saying the same thing, Sven. Don't learn more. Don't be better. All right.
Listen, I've been learning, Callis. I can't learn everything in a day, for Christ's sakes.
You've said this. What do I look like?
Tom Callis or something, for Christ's sakes?
I've been the same things from you for 15 years.
That is a fucking nothing's lie.
Nothing's changed. You just put them on a t-shirt.
That is a lie, Tom, and you know it.
Okay.
I'll get
Thurston in here, and he'll confirm it.
You just need to get a therapist that speaks Spanish so you can learn Spanish while getting therapy.
My head will explode.
Tom, you should do that.
A piano playing Spanish therapist.
Nah, you're talking. You can learn all three at once.
That would really be like an ultimate hour while we podcast it.
Oh,
power hour.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. We'll get somewhere.
All right. Let's go. I got to wrap this up, Tommy. I got to get going, man.
GeneralLeatherCraft.com. Matt Hayden at Pioneer_Fit on Instagram. Go there for all your leather belt needs. Ticker below. Sub-Zero Cold Plunge or SubZeroPlunge.com, rather. Best cold plunges both sides of Mississippi and saunas. Check out official Be Better brand within 12 days. We're doing our dad challenge. Should be live tomorrow, either Thursday or Friday. It's going to be live to purchase on the site. You get 8 weeks of training. You get a t-shirt and then you have optional nutrition with our awesome RD Nikki. So if you're looking to get in shape for summer, just like me and Finn were talking about, be in shape around that June time, lose that winter weight. It's a good way to do it. Do it with me. With the training through the app. Also check out HFB supplements, HFB apparel for new shirt drop. I'm guessing soon will be Feelings Are for Generals.
Yeah, we have about 6 or 7 new shirts in the drop. I mean, they're going to get spread out, but they're going to come out here about, 2 weeks, 10 days, 2 weeks. Screens just came in.
They're being made right now, and they got to be burned here probably early next week. So lots of new shirts coming up.
New pre-workout flavor?
Yeah, I've got the new pre-workout. Everything's been paid for. Everything's been pretty much done. I'd say within 4 weeks, maybe it'll be live. Because it was about a 6 to 8 week thing. Paid them a couple weeks ago, so. New flavor coming out, a surprise flavor, and it's going to be hilarious. So stay tuned for that as well. HuckFinnBarbell.com. And there's only a few. Unicorn if you, piss. Yeah, the unicorn jizz. There's only the other piss. Stuff sold out.
New ones. Unicorn. Piss.
Unicorn jizz. There's still not many left. There, like a dozen or something. I don't know how many. There's not many of those left. So if you want unicorn jizz, it'll be sold out very soon.
I mean, who doesn't want some unicorn?
I'm sold.
Yep, Finn looks like an avid come taker.
Tom, that's not very nice, man. I mean, you need to go talk to your therapist about that shit. That is way off. You're way off base there, man.
It's your product. It's your jizz. No, unicorn jizz.
Tom, and it's not cool, it's man.
You love it.
That is terrible, stickers. Tom.
You made what? Stickers about
you're
it.
You're just being a dick again, man. You got to go talk to that damn therapist. I'm telling you.
Sometimes
I know you're a busy man, but you got to talk to that therapist a lot more than two times a month, dude.
Sometimes when I'm hanging out with you, I like to be bad. You know, I don't always want to be better. Give me a break.
You've been bad too much, Tom.
Shut up, Karen.
Okay, bye.